Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara, from the Mishnah on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, 12 lines from the top. Our learning is once again sponsored Le'ilah Nishma Shalamis Bas Yaakov Nishma Sharav Nalia. A Freilich of Purim for everybody in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. It's Mamish, it's Shushan Purim. So, Amir Tashem, we should be Paul, all is good. Okay, let's go in the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah now, Shlosha Minim Asurim Benazir. There are three things that are Asur to Nazir. We already saw this in the first Mishnah in the Perek. Hatuma vahatiglachas vayotzim and a gefen. Tuma, shaving his head, and things that come from the grape. Chomer mituma vitaglachas miyotzim and a gefen. Now the Mishnah tells you there's an aspect that's more chomer to tuma and to shaving one's head than there is to that of a grape. Meaning that the chomer, if you violate a nazirus by these three things, there's a certain way that it's more chomer by the first two than it would be by the drinking. Why? Shatuma v'tiglacha sosrin. The lach is that tuma, that's beferish in the Torah. The Torah tells you that you lose out on the entire period of Nazirus if a person becomes tameh. And also shaving your head, that can cause a delay up to 30 days. That would be, you need to have the next 30 days to grow your hair. So if a Nazir shaved his hair 15 days in, and then you'd have to extend it to another 15 days, etc. So obviously if in a case where yes, it's possible that it won't cause any delay, if it's like day 70, you'd have 30 more days, but still, ba'etzem, it's something which causes you to elongate your naziris. So that's the halacha. And yotzim and a gefen, whereas when it comes to a person who drinks midaraisa, then nothing happens. However, midarabana, we did have a knas midarabana, and then a nazir who drinks, for yotzim and a gefen, we saw in daf lamad beis, that there would be there is a chiyuv to extend the period of naziris, corresponding to the number of days that he violated his Naziris with drinking wine. That's the only Darabanan though. Right? So there's no punishment at all. Chomer biyotzim and agefen betuma v'tiglachas. Similarly, there's an aspect which is more chomer to that of drinking from grapes or anything that comes from the grapes. And to that of tuma and tiglachas, what is that? Shayotzim and agefen lohutar michlala. There is no heter whatsoever, ever, to drink wine. Even, let's say, we saw the Torah mitzvah and Daf Gimel and Beis. We saw the Torah Kiddush and Avdallah. We learned out that that's also aser for a nazir. However, tuma v'tiglachas utra michlalan, tuma and shaving the head is mutter. Where do we see them? Says the Mishnah, b'tiglachas mitzvah of a mitzvah. And tiglachas mitzvah, which is like a case of a mitzvah, even though he's a nazir, he still shaves his head. And it comes to a mace mitzvah, somebody who's not taking care of anybody, there's nobody to take care of them. We had the gedra in yesterday's daf about if he's calling out, nobody's coming to help him. Even a kohen can betame, so too, also a nazir can betame a mace mitzvah. The chomer betuma betiglachas, yet there's a chomer that applies to tuma than to the shaving one's head. So tuma sotzeres is a call that tuma caused all the days that you previously counted towards the zeros is gone, garnished, nothing. The chayev and alah korban, you have to bring a korban after your metahir yourself. That's the halacha by Tahara. However, tiglachas ainos tzaris al shloshim, whereas shaving one's head is only 30 days. The maximum delay that could be is 30 days caused by this, because that's the time it takes to grow your hair again. Ve'in chayavin alei korban, and one is not chayav a korban if he shaves his head. So now the Gemara points out v'tuma hutar meklala. The Gemara asks a question: why is it that tuma should? Why are we assuming that it should be mutar hutar meklalo kavachomerian? Why do we say kavachomer? That if wine is more lenient, that it doesn't cause the nazir to lose any of his days of his nazirus, yet the halacha is it's never huta mechlalo, you can't use it for any mitzvah purpose. So too, I should say, tuma shesaseris, that a tuma is more chamar, that it is causing the loss of all the days that he had kept his nazirus until now. So shouldn't I say kalva chomer, that it should not be mutter for any mitzvah purpose? So therefore, the Gemara says that's why we need the pasuk talmud lomar la'avi v'limo lo yitama. The la'avi v'limo lo yitama v'mitama hu l'meis mitzvah. The whole pasuk reads kol yemei hizira la'ashem al nefesh meis lo yavo la'avi v'limo la'achi v'lachos lo yitama lem b'mosam. He should not be mitama himself when so he should not be mitama himself. So. If it already said alcohol nashos meis lo yava, why does it say lo yitama? I know that they're being mitama. So we learn from there that even though there is no exception to being mitama, to going to a tuma, regards to if it's its relatives, there is an exception that the Torah wants to delineate to us, mainly meis mitzvah. That's what we learn meis mitzvah from. If it had not been for the pasuk, you're right, we would have learned the kavachomer that there's never mutter to be mitama for a nazir either. That's why we needed the pasuk. So the Gemara says, why don't we say the opposite now? V'yayin yutar michlalo kavachomer mituma. Want to make a kalva chomer from wine to that of tuma? Ma tuma, she says, if tuma is jelly more machmer because you lose all the days, yet there's an exception, a specific case of a meis mitzvah, which is a torah mitzvah, it's mutter even for a nazir. So yayin she'eno soser eno din she'yotar mechlalo. So if you have wine, person who drinks wine, which is, it's never going to be, ever lose out on the days, midareisa. So we should say kava chomer that it have an exception, and the case of wine in a tzorach mitzvah should be mutter. Right? Let's say, right, you have a tzorach mitzvah, a tzorach kiddush, or something like that, you should be able to drink wine. To which the Gemara says no, because the pasuk says, Amar kra, miyayin v'sheichar yazir. The pasuk says, miyayin v'sheichar yazir, chomet yayin v'chomer sheichar lo yishtev, v'chomisho, sanavim lo yishtev, v'anavim lachem yevishim lo yoichal. So why doesn't it just say, kaliyotzim and a geffen, or something like that? Anything that's coming from the grape products, we would know this halacha. So the fact that the Torah goes out of its way to mention all of these examples, so that's telling you this chiddush over here, that it's not metaher, it's not hutar michlalo, it's never mutter in any circumstance to drink wine, even l'tzorach ha-mitzvah. So the Gemara answers, Amar kra, mayan v'shechar yazir, l'asir yan mitzvah l'kiyayin rishus. That's what you learn from over here. Again, that's the limud from the pasuk. So it says the Gemara, v'yayin soser sakol, kavachomer mitumah. So why don't we assume that drinking wine should cause you to lose all of your days, and we consider it a kavachomer from tumah? Ma tuma shuter michlalo so serses a call in regards to tuma, which is more lenient in the fact that there is huter michlalo. There's an exception for letzorach of the meis mitzvah. So the yinayin shelo huter michlalo wine, which never is muter letzorach any mitzvah. Shouldn't we say kol shekin she yister kavachomer? You should lose all the days. So there's the gemara. You're right. That's the kavachomer we would have learned. However, amar krav ayamim arishonim yiplu ki tame nizro. The first days you should lose Adam versus Zeros because he became Tamei. So the Pasuk is clearly telling us that only when he becomes Tamei, Tuma Soseres, Vena Yayin Soseres, only when he becomes Tamei is he going to lose Adam his days, as opposed to the Xeris Kasuv is specifically telling us it would not be a problem if he drank wine in terms of the days he's losing counting towards his Naziris. So says the Gemara, now why don't we learn the Kavah Chomer from Tiglachas? Tiglachas Tistar Sakol. Why don't we say someone who shaves his head should also not just lose 30 days, a maximum of 30 days, but should lose all the days based on a Kavah Chomer from Tuma. Umatuma Shalohasubam Mitame Kemitame. It's important to know, it's a chirik there, meaning that if a Tuma, which is more lenient, that the one who is Mitame, he makes a Nazir Tame, is not treated like a Nazir who makes himself Tame. Tahainu, that a Nazir who intentionally, bemazed, makes himself Tame, is Chayiv Malkus. But somebody who makes a nazir by bringing in contact with a mace is not going to be chayav anything. The Gemara is going to bring out where we know that, but that's the kavah chomer. So the halacha is, yet still you don't have that halacha for the other person, yet it's soseres as a kol. So then a tiglachas shasu megaleach kemegaleach kemiskaleach, that it makes the one who's shaving the head for the nazir and the one who's shaving the nazir himself the same, meaning they're both chayav malkus. Just like a nazir himself would be chayav for shaving himself, so too someone else is shaving the nazir chayav malkus. So then, shouldn't we say a kavah chomer and a din shetistar sakol? So therefore, the pasuk says, "Amar krav vayamim arishonim yiplu kitame nizro." The first days he's going to lose out because he had become tame. That teaches you that tumas tistar sakol, specifically only when he's becoming tame lemeis, does he lose out on his entire nizirus. However, in tiglachas tistar sakol, but shaving his head does not cause him to lose the days that he had already observed, and that's what we learn, that when it comes to the head shaving, that can cause the nizirus to be only prolonged by up to 30 days. So that's not considered really losing out, rather just a technical point that be'etzem, you're not ro'oi to be able to, because he needs to grow his hair again, which takes 30 days. Fine, so now the Gemara says, v'tuma nase ba mitame kemitame. Where do we learn this anyway, that when it comes to tuma, why don't we say that regards to tuma, that someone who is mitame and nazir should actually, in fact, be chayav malkus. And we'll say a kavah chomer from tiglachas. And we'll say a kavah chomer from shaving one's head. Ma tiglachas she'ena seres oslopim tiglachas, which only causes a person to lose 30 days. Asa ba megaleach kemiskaleach. We say that the Torah tells you that it makes a nazir who is shaving himself to someone else who shaves him on the same level. And yet it's more kal than being mitame yourself. So then a kavah chomer that tuma she's seres is a kol. In regards to tuma, which causes you to lose all the days that you observe, that the shouldn't be the one who is mitame, the nazir, is like a nazir himself who is making himself be mitame. So it says Gemara, Amar, that's what we need a pasuk. V'time rosh nizro. The pasuk says he's going to contaminate his own head to teach us latame rosh nizro, that only that applies to the nazir himself being mitame himself. However, somebody else is that we're not learning that gezeiras hakasa that someone else would not be problematic for being, meaning on a level of the race, obviously is lipnei iver and everything, but in terms of being chayav malkus for causing the nazir, that's not going to be the case. That's this gezeiras hakasa. So the Gemara says, what about tiglachas? Why don't we say tiglachas? Once we learn that tumah, we don't apply the same halachas to someone who's metame the nazir to somebody who is metahem himself. So why don't we say a kavah chomer then from that to the halach of giluach to shaving one's head? Because tumah, which causes you to lose all the days, and the halacha is lo asupa mitame kim mitame. The Torah does not make somebody who's mitame himself like that of the nazir, meaning a person who's mitame himself as a nazir, he's going to be chayav malkus, whereas someone else mitame him is not chayav malkus. So that one was a kavah chomer to tiglacha sheinus aseres elos shloshim yom. When it comes to shaving one's head, which can cause you only to lose 30 days, the Kavachomer should teach you that it should not be a problem for someone to shave the nazir level d'oraisa. It should not be chayav malkus. So therefore, the Gemara says, because you need, therefore the pasuk comes to tell you, Amar Kra, Ta'ar lo yavor al rosho, that you should not have a razor pass over his head. So what do we learn? Kari bei lo yavor hu. It's telling you lo yavor, it should not pass a razor over his head, but lo yavor la'acher. It's whether it's him or somebody else, it doesn't matter. Any razor, any type of ta'ar that employs any way, which way it's being done is going to be problematic. So the Gezeiras HaKosov is telling you, Ba'atzem, that this is the halacha. So the Gemara now goes back to the Mishnah. The Gemara says, V'tiglachas lo titar mechlala, but why don't we assume that shaving one's head should have no exception? Why? Because we can make a kavah chomer from yayin. My yayin, sheino soser lo titar mechlala. Then it comes to, we see that wine, there's no exception, and yet it doesn't make you forfeit any days of your nazirus. So then tiglachas is so serious. Ain't a din shalot tutar mechlalas. So say a kavah chomer. So tiglachas that it should cause you to lose out on those days because a tiglachas it makes you lose out on all the days of nazirus. So kavah chomer it should never be mutter to do a tiglachas even when you're a mitzora. So therefore, says the Gemara, we need the pasuk Amar Rachmana Rosho, his head teaching you Amar Rachmana Zikano, his head and his beard. So the pasuk says Vayaba Yom Hashvi Galach Es Kol Saaro Es Rosho VeZikano VeZgavos Einav. So why do I need the pasuk? Obviously, you're cutting all your head. I don't need to tell you that it's his head and his beard. So therefore, we learn that the chiyuv of the mitzora to shave overrides that of the nazir. So this includes that shaving off the right peyazikanam is also aser. That's also mutter because of a case of a nazir. So what do we see? We can learn from here that a mitzora shaves his head in any event, even if he's a nazir. So the Gemara says, well, why don't we say tiglachas los tisar klal? When it comes to shaving one's head, you shouldn't be chayav any days. Kavachomer yain. Uma yain shelo huter mechlalo in asosir. When it comes to drinking wine, you don't lose any days. Tiglachas huter mechlalo and tiglachas, which is mutter in the case of mitzora, ino din shelo tisar. So the Gemara answers, because ba'inan gidul sear, that you need a 30-day growing of hair that's necessary for the head shaving to be done and be considered valid. V'haleka, and there is no such growing when you do not wait 30 days, so therefore it has to be delayed 30 days until the hair goes back for the technical point. So the Gemara says, V'yayin yistar shloshim yom. Why don't we say that at the very minimum then? So why don't we say wine should also make you lose out on 30 days from a kavah chomer from tiglachas? Then not tiglachas, yutar mechlalos usaras, tiglachas, which is, it's more lenient because it's hutar mechlala by mitzora, and yet it's susaras 30 days. So to yayin, which is low yutar mechlala, never mutar, ain't then she yistar, shouldn't it be the very minimum? Tell you should be soser 30 days because of wine level deraisa to this kavah chomer. So the Gemara says midi havetayma elamishum gidul sear, that the only reason that we say that a person has to have the 30 days, not that etzem he lost 30 days, it's just a technical point that it takes 30 days for him to grow his hair back, and therefore there is no, it's not by etzem that he should have been chayav 30 days on level deraisa. It's just that the Chazal understood even on the Torah law that it takes 30 days for his hair to grow back. That's the minimum shear, and that's by etzem why you have the 30 days, but not that you can learn the kavah chomer. Gaba yayin hakayam sara, when it comes to drinking wine though, his hair is still fully intact, and therefore this halacha is specific to the technicality that it should only apply to shaving one's head and not to the case of yayin. Okay, as we finished Amud Aleph, let's go to Mem Dalet Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah now, Tiglachas Tuma Ketzad. So Nazir becomes Tame. He has to be, he has to purify himself, and then after, we're going to see exactly when, you have to go the regular case of Tara process. You have to, you need Hazah from the Para Duma. You need to, right, sprinkle the Hazah, the Afer Para Duma, the ashes of the Para Duma on you on day 3 and day 7. So after that, that's the Shiloh. What happens? So it says the Mishnah now, like you're supposed to do, he sprinkles on the 3rd and the 7th day. So that's the halacha. You sprinkle on the 3rd and 7th day. And also, he's able to shave his head. Following the fact, that's the Shaila in the Rishonim actually. It's Machlokas. Some understand specifically in this order. First you do the sprinkling on day 7, and then after that you, Gilach Rosho Biyom Taros, Biyom Hashvi Galchena, the Pasuk says. So then, only then can you shave. That is the opinion of some Rishonim. Others understand that the shaving is no problem. You can do it as long as it's not done on day 7, before you go to the mikvah, that's fine. You need the hazah, you need to sprinkle, but before he goes to the mikvah, it's not ma'akev. That's a machlokas rishonah. But either way, it's going to be done on the day, on the shvi. Maybe kamarela so bishmi, and you can only bring your days on the eighth day following that. The shtei torah, shtei bnei yona, right? The turtle doves and the pigeons, and as a ola, and a chatas, you have to bring the kispa, you have to bring the lamb, and an asham. So you need all these different, korbanos. So even though the nazir was, you did the seventh day because he's a tvul yom. He goes to the mikvah on day 7, but he's still not able to be fully tahor until day 8. That's why he can only bring his korbanos the next day. So maybe korbanos will be yom b'shmini. So v'im gilach b'shmini, if he accidentally shaved his head and he waited, instead of doing it on the 7th day as he should have, he does it only on the 8th day. So the Gemara tells us that if you do that, then maybe korbanos of bo b'yom. The lach is, he's allowed to bring his korbanos on that day, different Rabbi Akiva. That's what Rabbi Akiva held. However, Amar lo Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon said to him, Ma bin zehel mitzora. What's the difference between this nazir and a mitzora who is not allowed to bring his korbanos on the day? A mitzora is chayv to shave his entire body on the 7th day of his tara process from when he's a tzara'as, and only on the 8th day does he bring his korbanos. Now, if a mitzora, if he accidentally delayed his shaving to the 8th day, the lacha is he's not allowed to bring it. He has to wait the following day. That's a drasha that we have. Based on the psukim in Vayikra. So Rabbi Tarfon is asking, why is it that the nazir should be any different than this halacha that we have by mitzora? Amar lo Rabbi Akiva responded to him, Zeta rasa tulia b'yamav, that when it comes to the nazir, it's dependent on his days and not on his shaving at all. The nazir's shaving is not intrinsic to the tara process from tumah. Since it's not required, so therefore, as long as he has been sprinkled on the 3rd and 7th day, and he has gone to mikvah on the 7th day, so then he's fully tahor on the 7th day. So then the next day, what's the problem making him wait? That's the point that the Gemara is saying. So that's Rabbi Akiva's response. So and as opposed to a mitzvah, it's also to live the lasa. But when it comes to mitzvah, that a mitzvah to be purely purified is dependent on the fact that he shaves. And to that you have to be, you have to have a har of shemesh. You have to wait till the day where you're done shaving, so you can't do it on the same day. That's the reason that it's different when it comes to mitzvah, because the actual shaving on the mitzvah is so integral that it's part of his tara process. He's not tahor until he actually shaves. So therefore, you need it in har of shemesh. You need that day to expire without bringing a korbanos, and only the day after that can you delay. Do you then first shave, and then you can continue the process of tahara. That's what the Gemara is pointing out. So says the Gemara now, the Gemara is wondering, Kibla minei olav. Did Rabbi Tarfon accept Rabbi Kiva's response or not? So meaning, does Rabbi Tarfon agree that a nazir shaves on the 8th day would be mutter to bring his korbanos or not? So says the Gemara, Toshma, Ditani Hillel taught us in a braisa. Now this obviously is not the Hillel of Hillel Zakin, it's much later Hillel. Gilech b'shmini mevi korbanos al v'tshid. Allah says if another shaved his head on the 8th day, so then he brings his korbanos on the 9th day. V'isak adaitav kibla minei. You tell me that Rabbi Tarfon accepted Rabbi Kiva's answer, then the Braisa, which the Rush points out very fascinatingly, the Braisas were written after Mishnah, so we assume that the Braisas knew the Shitas of earlier Tanaim because it was written later. Similar like what we have in my Halacha Kibasra in Amoraim. We pass like the later Amoraim because we assume that they knew the Shitas of the earlier Amoraim, and yet they still held strong of their Shita. That's why Halachas Kibasra. That's a call we have in Psak of Gemara. It's a Shaila, which Doros do we start that from? But that's one of the Psakim. Anyway, we're also similar for the Braisa. So the Gemara's pointing out, because if we assume that Rabbi Tarfon accepted Rabbi Kiva's answer, so the Braisa should have paskin lasti korbanos of b'shmini, that the Nazir is allowed to bring it on the 8th day. Because even though, yes, it's great that there could be a Tana that holds like Rabbi Tarfon, but if Rabbi Tarfon doesn't really hold like that anymore, and really holds it like Rabbi Kiva, so then there'd be no Shita that says that it should be done on the 9th day in that example. The Braisa, Elamite, comes out that there must be still a Machlokas. That's what we assume over here. So says the Gemara now, Amar Rav lo kasha. That's not a good proof, because the Braisa really could work with Shitas Rabbi Kiva, because the Halacha in the Mishnah, which says that Nazir, who shaves on the 8th day, is also allowed to bring his korban to Tavol B'Shvi. He's talking about where he went to the mikvah that day. And maybe the Braisa is talking about it. Lo Tavol B'Shvi, maybe he's talking about a case where he did not go to the mikvah on that day, and that's why he doesn't have Arav Shemesh, and that's why he has to wait till the 9th day. It could be that was the tzir of the Mishnah, and there's no Raya that it doesn't approve, that it's not the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so now the Gemara continues, Amar Abaye. I saw the friends of Reb Nelson Bar Hoshia, they were sitting, they were learning Torah, and they said the following braisa, Uvalipi Hashem al-Pasuk al-Mu'ed, unisanam el-Koyin. The Pasuk says by Azav, a little bit of Akdama over here, Azav is somebody who has a two re'ios of a something that looks like zera, but not exactly. It's like they say, like something yellowish thing that comes out of his body. And a zava also is somebody who just, she has an irregular period, is out of the time of her normal period. So the halacha is they both require shim and akim, and they're tameh. And it goes further by a zav, that if a zav, or a zav also, but if when it comes to a zav, let's say, that if the zav is it has a third time, so then the halacha is that he has to bring korbanos. So how do you mitire a zav? So the zav, if you, again, so you just go to the mikvah and you seven clean days, you go to zav who has three, on three consecutive days, he has to bring a korbanos. So similar with the nazir, he goes to the mikvah on the seventh day, but he's not, he has to have harav shemesh, and then he waits till the eighth day. So on the eighth day, before the eighth day, he's going to be considered a tful yom, and after that, he's going to be considered a mechusar kapurim, which is he's on a lowest level of tumah, but it's still a level of tumah that he's not allowed to go to certain parts of the Beis HaMikdash. I guess at this point now, it's important to note also that halacha, that they're really, we parallel our halachas of the Beis HaMikdash to how they, who was allowed in the Midbar. In the Midbar, we had Machaneh Shechina, we had Machaneh Leviyah, and Machaneh Yisrael. So Machaneh Shechina was the where Hashem's presence literally was, right? Obviously Hashem's everywhere, but the stronger presence of Machaneh Shechina. So that had the strongest level of who's not allowed to go there. Someone is Tamei, anybody like that is not allowed to be there. Machaneh Leviyah, which is where with the Leviyim were around, that was more Chamar, but not as strong as Machaneh Yisrael. So let's say when it says by a Metzora has to be L'chutz L'Machaneh, it means L'chutz L'Shalash Machaneh. So how does that apply into the Beis HaMikdash? So when it goes into the Beis HaMikdash, the inner chater, and that was Machaneh Shechina, the Chalkas Yisrael, Chalkas Kohanim, that is that. And then the Har Bayis is going to be like Machaneh Leviyah. Machaneh Leviyah, and then Yerushalayim is going to be like Machaneh Yisrael. So that's why, let's say, Metzora is not allowed to be in all of the walls of Yerushalayim, and as opposed to Tamei Meis, is allowed to go up to parts of Har Bayis, but not to other parts. So now, you're going to say, so we see Alpi Halacha. First of all, Alpi the Strict Halacha, that is correct, that a Tamei Meis is allowed to go, but a few reasons just to note that the Gedolim, Kimai Olam, and Eretz Yisrael are very opposed to it. Is first of all, there's very strict halachas about, let's say, going to the mikvah and things like that. That nature of going to Har HaBayis. Secondly, the most practical one is we don't know exactly where people are going to be going. You walk a few steps, and you're talking about an Isser Karis. So people say, okay, why don't we just assume, similar to baking matzah, someone wants to want to tie to me. Baking matzah is also a Chi of Karis if you do it wrong, and yet we do it. Okay, that's a mitzvah d'oraisa, though. Here, there's no mitzvah d'oraisa to go to just walk on Har HaBayis. Not even down to the minion, they'll arrest you. So the Gedolim have strongly opposed people going. And even Rosh Hechter, who said Ba'etzem, he doesn't have an issue with it because no one listens to the Rabbanim and Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanut. Rabbanut Paskin, you're not allowed to go. He thinks we should listen to the Nevata Adas to the Rabbanut and not to go. So it's a little bit of a hot topic now. There are people who are going. They say they follow the Rav. So it came out all the Gedolim were not, even Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal. I remember hearing from Rav Tabor Zatzal, my Rabbi from that I was learned with many years. So he told me that Rav Lichtenstein said also similar, like not Be'etzim as an issue, but the Pasuk says, Miyale Be'var Hashem Yakushko, Nekika Bayim Var Levavar. Are we on this level? We're on this level. We should act to this right now to be putting ourselves. There's no mitzvah, the reisa to do it. So it's similar that there's no mitzvah, but Miyale Be'var Hashem, we're not on the level to be doing such a thing. So again, you can follow the halachas. There are those who try to be so makbid about all things. First of all, I'm going to make a low plug, and there are people who mamish go and they're not aware. I once saw them going into a mikvah that wasn't a kosher mikvah. It's a men's mikvah, which is fine, but a men's mikvah is kosher for men that to do tefillas takanas ezra, but it has to be fully kosher with the yidurim that is coming from rainwater, etc., which they're not makbid about in that specific mikvah. I knew that because I asked them once, and there they were going into that mikvah. So that is another issue. Just a side note over here about going to the Har HaBayis when you're telling Meis. But the pasuk over here is telling us again. We're back to talking about a zav now. So zav is not allowed to go in. But if he's, we're learning the halacha that imas ayuba. What is permitted to go into Machaneh Leviyah? Come lifnei Hashem. Is man shutava vasar of shemesh in only when he goes to the mikvah. And then again, he has Har Shemesh. At that point, he's only what's called a Mechusar Kippurim. At that point, he could go to Machaneh Leviyah. Lo tavas Har Shemesh lo, but if he doesn't go to the mikvah, so then he would not be allowed to go onto Har Bayis. So that would be Aser for the Zav. He would be Aser for him. Alma Kasavar Tul Yom Shal Zav Kizav Dami. So we see that the brace is holding, that the author, the Chaver Rav Nassim Bar Oshia was telling us that this time of holds that a Zav, was Tul Yom, is like a Zav, meaning that he's not even allowed to go onto Har Bayis. Why don't we assume the various is like a Tul Yom? Tul Yom could go onto Har HaBayis, it's not to the other areas of Machaneh Leviyah. So the Gemara says, Amina Lehunana, so our Bayi responds to them, Alamata, but that's not correct. Gabi Nazir, Tamei Nami, so in the case of a Nazir who's Tamei, so why don't we make the same deal? The Pasuk says, Dichsev Ela Kohen Al Pesach Ol Mohe, that it says that you should You should bring them to the Kohen, to the entrance of the Olam Moed. So according to your reasoning, we should say, when is permitted to enter the Machan Leviya, to come to the entrance of Machan Leviya? Where is the area, by the way, is the Shara Nikner, the gates of Nikner. Why is it called Shara Nikner? It's because of the whole miracle that happened, time to get into it right now, but that's the place where Machan Leviya ends. So why don't we assume he goes over there? Because in a case where he had gone to the mikvah, and he had Shara Shemesh, but if he did not go to the mikvah, so then he's not allowed to come to Shara Nikner. Now, the Abaye wants to prove that that's not the case. The Abaye wants to show that this is not the case, because Abaye is going to show that because it's permitted to go into the Machane Leviya before you go to the mikvah. As we're going to see right now from God turning on to Mem Hamad Aleph. Michti, Shara Nikner, Hechi Kaimina. Where is Shara Nikner actually located? As it was pointed out, that's the border of Shara Leviya. That is the entrance to Machane Leviya. So if we're going to learn from that Allah that another Tami is not allowed to go to Shara Nikner, so we're going to learn that he's usher to come into the Machane Leviya. Batanya, but the Brisa says explicitly, Tami Meis, Mutter the Khan is Machane Leviya. Someone who's Tami Meis is Mutter to go into Machane Leviya, but Lo Tami Meis Bilvad. And Afila Meis Atzmo Beidem in a dead body. Shemarvikach Moshe Atzmo Yosef Imo. Moshe brought in Atzmo Yosef to him into the Machane Leviya. My Imo, Imo Machitoso, in where he was living, into the Machane Leviya. Imo Machane Leviya. So then another was Tami from Tumas Meis is permitted to be at Shara Nikner, and our diok would be therefore incorrect. So you can't tell me the diok that we said before, that we learn from there that the pasuk with regards to Zav, that Zav is also to stay in the Shara Nikner, is not correct. So it says in Gemara, Ella, some say it's a Baye, but they say not other Marbay, Ella Tful Yom, Shal Zav Lav Kizav Dami, that we learn that someone who goes to the mikvah, who was a Zav, is not comparable to a full-fledged Zav, meaning and that someone didn't go to the mikvah, and he's permitted to go into Machane Leviya. V'afilu hachi, nevertheless, in regards to a Zav, who has three re'iyos, who is still Tful Yom, Keva de Mechusar Kapara Lo Ayel, that's the reason. Now we're going to other explanation we already said before, is that since he is what's called Mechusar Kapara, he didn't bring his karbanos, that is why he's not allowed to go into the Machane. So the Gemara says, V'i Machane Leviya Kai. So if we assume that someone who is a Mechusar Kapara stands at Machane Leviya, Shar Niknor, and he's standing there, Amai Kakar Le Al Moed. So why does the Pasuk say that that's called Al Moed, which is in the Machane Shechina? That's Machane Leviya over here. So the main verse the Gemara says, it must be teaching us that Mahas Mechusar Kapara Lohail, that just as over there with the Machane Shechina, even though he's no longer a Tful Yom, he's not allowed to come because he's Mechusar Kapara. So to someone who's Mechusar Kapara, not allowed to even go into Machane Leviya while he is a Tful Yom. So that's what we're learning from this over here, that the Psukim, with regards to the Olam Moed, is telling you that the area includes the Shara Nikner, is similar to that of the Machane Shechina for this purpose, that a Mechusar Kippurim is not allowed to enter there. So the Gemara says, V'hasim min alan, and now where do I learn this halacha, that he's not allowed to go into the Machane Shechina? This sounded because the Braisa tells me that Tamei Yehiye, that he's just going to be Tamei, someone goes into the Beis HaMikdash, in the Chatzar Beis HaMikdash, while in the state of Tuma, L'Rabbah Tzvul Yom, it's telling you that Tzvul Yom is also Asur to go in there. So the Gemara says, "Oh, Tumas, but we're learning from that is Tumas still on him? Larabos Mechusar Kapara. Even somebody who went to the mikvah, he's not Arav Shemesh, but he just didn't bring his karbanos of Kapara yet, which is a Zav and a Metorah, Yoledes, those people. So they're also not allowed to go into Machane Shechina until they actually bring their karbanos. Okay, Ved Hashem will pick up the Mishnah, Taglachas Tara Ketzot, the Mishnah Shem in tomorrow's daf.